podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome back for another video. In this video, we'll look at the top players for predicted points in Game Week 2 and over the next 5 game weeks to make your transfer plans and captaincy easier. Predicted points are courtesy of FPL Review. We'll start with the goalkeepers, and Edison's top with 5.1 predicted points for the home fixture against Bournemouth. Bournemouth surprised a few in Game Week 1 with a 2-0 win against Villa, but they faced one of the toughest fixtures of the season this game week. City were impressive too, shutting West Ham out and conceded just under half an XG. Alisson is second for both Game Week 2 projections and over the next 5. Fulham did exceptionally well last game week to put 2 past Liverpool, and they registered 1.25 XG. Liverpool host Crystal Palace Anfield this game week. There's better value in the outfield Liverpool players, so Alisson's an avoid. Ramsdale got off to a good start as well and should represent great value with the fixtures ahead. Arsenal host Leicester at the Emirates this game week. Their defence looks much stronger this season with Saliba joining the back four. Sanchez and Raya are the two standout 4.5 mil keepers with a great run of games ahead and reasonable defences. 4 mil Ward started in goal for Leicester in game week 1 and he's the one to have as your backup keeper if you're on an early wildcard. Onto the defenders, and it was a quiet gimmick one for Trent, registering only 0.09 XGI, but certainly one to keep patient with, and likewise if you double up with Robertson. We talked lots in pre-season about the appeal of the Man City double up, and it was a great start for the double up with City's clean sheet in gimmick one, and they are bookies favourites for another in gimmick two. Cancelo and James both picked up yellow cards, which can often be enough to knock a player out of bonus points, but they're always so involved in the play that they both still picked up 2 bonus. Diaz and Walker, both great options as a cheaper route into the City defence. Cancelo offers so much, so I prefer to have him as my primary City defender, as opposed to Edison and Walker, or Diaz and Walker, etc. Perisic was benched for Game Week 1, and his Game Week 2 projections just 2.8 predicted points for the Chelsea game, but longer term he does creep up and he's in at 8th among all defenders over the next 5. Sessegnon had a great game at left wing back, and he scored, so Conte's got a real headache in his next lineup. The Arsenal defenders narrowly miss out on the projections over the next 5, but there's lots of value there. If they keep performing, then the back 4 should remain Zinchenko, Gabriel, Saliba and White. With Tierney back available for selection, there is a small bit of doubt over Zinchenko, and likewise Tomiyasu is available to play in right back. So the 4.5 mil Arsenal defenders and Zinchenko are slightly riskier than Gabriel, but they all have their individual appeal. For now, I can't see Arteta changing what's working. Newcastle actually had the best expected goals conceded in Game Week 1 with 0.28 XGC. Though this early in the season, data is naturally a small sample size and we're therefore still forming opinions. With Newcastle facing City and Liverpool in their next 4, Trippier misses out of the projections too. Next up, the midfielders, and Salah's top for predicted points this game for the Palace game. He has some record against the Eagles, returning in all of his last 7 appearances against them. He's only faced Vieira's Palace once, which was also at home last season, finishing with 1 goal and 1 assist. There is a little bit of uncertainty exactly what Nunez's impact will be on Salah this season. Right now it seems like it could really go either way. Either he shares some of the goals, or they simply improve in attack even more with Salah's output continuing. Son is second predicted points after Salah over the next 5, and he could be a serious differential come Game Week 3 if you don't currently own him. However, many managers have the Salah and Haaland double up, and right now there's little temptation to move away from that. Among the 8 mil mids, Saka's top over the next 5 for predicted points, and he faces a leaky Leicester side this week. Luis Diaz was unfortunate to hit the post last game week. On another day, he could have come away with a return or two, and he's got 5.2 predicted points for Game Week 2. He was withdrawn in the 77th minute, so he could perhaps be the first to be sacrificed among the front 3 more often than not. It's a situation I'm monitoring in case it does become clear that Robertson or Nunez are better as a third Liverpool asset. Mount owners have a real headache this game week. After impressing in pre-season, it didn't translate into the Everton match in Game Week 1. Saka and Diaz are both projected to return more, not just this game week, but over the next 5. Foden, on the other hand, is a much easier hold for the Bournemouth game. Onto the forwards, and Haaland tops Game Week 2 by some margin among the forwards for predicted points of 7.3. To recap, Salah's on 7.8 predicted points, so there's not much between the two for captaincy. Let me know in the comments who you've got the armband on. Certainly, Man City have the easier fixture. Although Palace were goalless in their game one loss against Arsenal, they played well, and they will be a difficult fixture for a lot of teams this season. Jesus is second with 5.1 predicted points. Surprisingly, around 250,000 managers have sold him, but he's certainly one you give more time. And certainly the returns will come for the Brazilian. Nunez had an excellent league debut with a goal and an assist off the bench against Fulham in just 39 minutes. If I were to guess, he'll be in the starting 11 this game week, and he's one firmly on my watch list. Historically, Firmino was never much of an option in FPL, as he's not a goal scorer. And we saw in Game Week 1 the average possession of Firmino and Nunez was night and day. We've seen Jota and Mane perform fantastically when given minutes in striker, so Nunez is one I feel becomes a great pick very soon. Mitrovic was one of the biggest surprises in Game Week 1, putting in a man-of-the-match performance, scoring twice against Liverpool. He's therefore the joint top scoring forward as it stands, and it is Wolves this Game Week, followed by Brentford. One for the watchlist too, if you've got other transfer plans to make or roll on the transfer this Game Week. There were some genuine concerns about Tony's capabilities without Eriksen in the side creating the chances, but didn't hold him back in Game Week 1, netting in the match against Leicester. The majority of managers are lining up with a front two, or lone striker even. Perhaps the front three makes a comeback in due course. That concludes the Game Week 2 Who to Buy video. If you did find it useful, please consider liking the video and subscribe to the channel. See you soon for the next one.